poor condition. So then, oh, how can this Krishna consciousness come about? Prahlad Maharaj said, Naisam matistha vadaru kramangrim sprisyatanata pagamo yatata mahi ashams padarado bishekam niskinchananam nani brita yavat. The living beings in this world are covered by anatta, unwanted desires and ignorance. How will these unwanted desires go away? How will they become free from anatta and ignorance? Oh, there is only one way. Only one way. What is that? Until the jivas of this world, they surrender themselves unconditionally at the lotus feet of the Mahat, pure devotee, liberated, transcendental, holy master, spiritual guru, unless they surrender themselves unconditionally at the lotus feet of such a person and pray for their mercy, hearing their instructions and carrying them out to the best of their ability in their life. This is the meaning. To smear the entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnav. That means to surrender unconditionally to him and follow his instructions completely. Until the jiva does this, then the anattas and ignorance in the heart, which are the cause of his eternal ruination, they will never ever disappear.
Thank you. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu became more and more serious.
Furious.
Yes. Very much furious. And he told that, oh, I know so many medicines. If anyone has some injury in his hand and it has been so much rotten, that doctor tells, advises that it should be cut out, otherwise he will die. Then it should be cut out. Even whole hand, even leg, to survive you. So he is Bans Kulangar. His our dynasty is very pure. But I don't know how this bad fellow come in our dynasty. He will ruin